Ladies and gentlemen, this is a regularly scheduled meeting of the Public Facilities Committee. Here at the start of the meeting is Alderman Mansfield, Alderman Gentile, myself, Alderman Schniffer, and our committee clerk, Shauna Sullivan. Alderman Albright and Sal Bucci are in the building, but they are currently visiting other committees because of items of interest. The first item before us this evening is 105-08, East Penn Energy Delivery, petitioning for a grant of location to install and maintain a new district regulator station in the island on Beacon Street to Hammond Street from the existing 12-inch gas main in Hammond Street northerly to the existing 12-inch gas main in Beacon Street to replace the existing district regulator station. Hello, you are Mr. Cooper, I assume.
Yes, I am.
Welcome, welcome. What can you tell us about this, Mr. Cooper?
Okay, we respectfully request to install and maintain 8 and 12-inch gas mains, 35 feet for a new district regulated station in the island on Beacon Street and Hammond Street. And from the existing 12-inch gas main in Hammond Street normally to the 12-inch gas main in Beacon, all in which to replace the existing district regulator station in the area.
Will this require the opening of the street?
No, everything's inside the island. It's right on the plan there.
Okay, but there are pipes coming across, and I didn't know whether or not...
Yeah, we're going to pick it up inside the island.
Okay. Okay. Have you read or are you aware of the requirements?
Yes.
In terms of the street opening loop? Is there to be a street opening?
It's all the work, as I understand it, is to take place within the traffic island.
Okay.
So there's no paved roadway opening per se, but there may be disturbance of curbstones, and there may be disturbance of concrete sidewalks, and there's certainly disturbance of grass and whatever.
When are you expecting to do this work?
As soon as we have permission to go in there.
And how long do you expect it to take?
We would do it at least a month.
Are you aware that the Boston Marathon will... Actually, it doesn't come down Chestnut Hill Ave. Right, okay.
Right.
It doesn't cross over to Beacon until Chestnut Hill Ave. Right, exactly. Okay. At this point in time, I'd like to open the public hearing. Is there any member of the public who would like to speak in favor or opposition to this? Hearing none and seeing none, I'll close the public hearing. George? We're joined by Alderman Albright.
In looking at the plan, I see the plan location for this district regulator, but it's not clear. Is this something that's above ground, below ground?
Yes, it's below ground.
Below ground. So is the island completely paved now?
It's grassy right now.
And it will be restored to?
Put back to the original.
Yeah. Okay. The other question I have, and Alderman Smith, I know this is Ward 7, so
yep.
I don't want to, you may know more about this than I do, but
no,
I happen to be out there today.
Yeah.
And I see that the police detail will be required, so street opening and sidewalk crossing permit required on this day. And Keith Penn is out there with a police detail doing work in that dirty location.
They were in the middle of the Beacon Street?
They were, well, I was traveling Beacon Street, and that's where the police detail
was.
They've been there for a while.
Yeah.
Is that related to this?
No, I think they're just checking on a leak right there.
We have that in mention. That's a leak at the gas meter they're trying to chase down. That's amazing.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So make sure.
Okay. No, I've been noticing that for a while now.
Excuse me. We live right in the intersection, and we've lived there for 7 years. About every year, there's a gas leak.
Could you identify yourself by name and address?
I live at 342 Beacon Street.
Did you hear her? 342.
We're right in the intersection. We're through the island. That's why I wonder if it's going to affect the pipeline or anything, or if it's going to improve it, so we don't have to dig up the street every year in front of our house.
Over 6 months.
Yeah, there's smell gas all the time. I can't identify the leak. I know it has nothing to to do it then, but I was just wanting to make sure if it might be of help.
Yeah, they'll suspect the vehicle is now. Hopefully they'll point that leak to kind of care.
So it might tie in with the new station?
Yes.
So I'm going to take care of that.
Sir, could you identify yourself?
Myself, Sandra, 342 Beacon.
Okay, thank you. Okay.
So after they take care of that, we'll not have any more digging down there and all that.
Yeah. So they take care of that pinpoint that we will take care of that, and then we'll do our work.
We have that already, this leak already for like, since we lived there for 7 years, and every 6 months, the same story, you know. We put the plate down, the metal plate, each car that fires back, it's like a bomb. At night, at day, we just tired of all that. And we often find it and take care of that.
There's a crew out there right now, so hopefully they'll fit in.
There's a crew down there for the last 7 years.
Narrowed down some.
It's on there.
All of the crew down there. Never solved the problem.
They tell it was and they can't pinpoint it. That's what I'm wondering is the regulator station holds
the crew. Hopefully.
That will connect with the pipe, the existing pipe, and well, that will go over.
Well, they're connected to an existing pipe that's coming across into that regular space. So hopefully they'll pinpoint that and we can find out what the problem is.
I was at a meeting that was actually held in one of the halls at Boston College a couple of summers ago, in which they were going to be doing a whole trench down Beacon from BC because of the smell of leak on Gatehouse. Are you aware of where that is? It's a little further down.
The next street down, heading down the hill.
Yeah. And supposedly all of that work was because the residents had wanted the pipe actually replaced as opposed to the connectors. And we were assured at that time that this would satisfy the problem. So clearly it hasn't satisfied the problem because you're still
there. Well, there's always a gas smell. And what happens is someone, when they go by, they record it. And then heat fan comes and the whole situation is, you know, it starts all over again. But there's always a gas smell there. So we live there.
Okay. Can I ask you to get us a report on this?
Sure.
Okay, can you have
I'll it find out. I'll find out about it tomorrow, and I'll talk to Shauna.
Okay, that would be terrific. Okay. And we can try and get it to you. Shauna has your address.
Okay.
So.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
George?
If I might.
We're joined by Alderman Yates. Sorry, go ahead.
If I might, just a question Mr. Cooper takes on this. It happens that in my neighborhood, we have the same problem. We have constant smell of gas and constant call for Keystan. At least for the past few months, has been out practically every night in particularly the Highlands Village area, Walnut Street, Lincoln Street, that area, looking for leaks. Is this district regulator replacement something that is designed to help that situation, or is it just you're hoping it'll be fixed at the same time as it's done? In other words, is this a solution to a possible solution to?
Well, this is the beginning because what they're going to do, this new vault that's going in, to upgrade. And with the upgrade, eventually they'll probably do that whole line.
Eventually,
just improved, yeah.
But I thought Alderman Schnicker said they just did do the new line.
They didn't do the line. They were
connections.
Connections, oh. Yes. And people wanted them to do the line, and replacing the line was, of course, more expensive. And they assured people that by tightening all the connections, and it was Boston Hammond all the way down to the Boston line. But clearly the problem is still existing.
And the problem is probably because of old lines.
Absolutely.
Of all of those things. But I appreciate, you know, seeing the report that comes in too on this. They can solve the problem in one area, but they can solve it in another.
Hopefully. Lenny?
So it sounds like this new regulator is not going to have any effect on dealing with these leaks because the leaks are obviously somewhere in the line. So I think that's the answer to that.
Right.
So just so that, in fairness to these folks, it doesn't sound so this this improvement is going to address the leaks that, you know, that you speak about. Because the only way that I guess that could happen is if the line was to be further repaired. I'm just curious about the nature of the work. I'm surprised to hear that it's going to take as long as a month. What exactly are you going to end up doing if it take that long?
Well, when they put the new vault in, start the welding that has to be done. And we're included, like, as long as the weather stays pretty good, you can get it done fast. So, give it 3 weeks to a month.
And will there be any interruption? Will the gas need to be turned off at any time? Or
no.
No.
They'll use a bypass.
And
we're
just working
today? Yes. Okay. Well, whatever the public works, set the schedule for to work on that job.
Brian?
Yeah, I'm sorry if this was explained before I came, but...
You're welcome.
What exactly is a district regulator station?
Okay, what
does
it does,
do? What's
the function? It controls the flow of the gas in the area.
Uh-huh. How is the control of the gas in the area controlled now?
There's a regulator now, we're upgrading the regulator, so we've got to abandon the existing regulator that's in the island right now.
So there's an existing regulator, and you're going to put in a better regulator, which,
we're going to upgrade.
Which will give you the ability to do what to the gas?
We be able to, what we do is control that regulator by remote control.
Uh-huh.
If you went by there, you see a box there.
Okay.
And that box is for that regulator, and we're just going to upgrade it. Just improve the system reinforcement pressure in the area.
So there will be stronger gas pressure in the area than there is now?
It'll be just updated.
More reliable? You keep saying upgrade, and I'm not sure in what way.
Yeah. You'll have better pressure in the area.
Better pressure?
Yes.
Okay. Does pressure have any relationship to leakage? If you have too much pressure, does that mean more of it leaks out?
Well, to control the pressure in the line, that's what the regulator's for.
Uh-huh.
So we could help with the leaks.
Yes.
Okay.
I imagine eventually they'll just take care of that whole line in that system because the pipe's probably pretty old.
George?
I didn't see among the public works recommendations any recommendations for hours of work, and I wondered what their recommendations were.
The hours of work are on our standard permit, but they're obtained a street opening permit 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday. Okay. No holidays.
Okay. Any further questions?
Just
go ahead, Brian.
By way of what's the age of the things, there appear to be dates on this plan of on some of the lines. It says 8-inch. CILP 1900, 12-inch CILP 1925, 12-inch CILP 1912, are those dates? And there's one up above, 12-inch CI 22 PSIG 1925, are those in fact dates?
Those are the dates that the pipes were installed.
Okay, so
they're all pipes. You were okay, thank you for your
work. Is there a motion, George?
If you're ready, I'll move approval.
Okay, thank you. Any further questions? Those in favor? 5-0. Mr. Cooper, I would like that report on what's happening in terms of the leaks in that area.
Okay.
Smell of gas, please.
Definitely. In fact, I'll have my field engineer to talk to the public works and let them know also.
Okay, that would be great.
This has been said in a threatening way, but if the person that's going to help you get the report doesn't cooperate and help you get the report, this thing may well be delayed because we have no other leverage.
I'll talk to him in the morning.
Good. So it's the only leverage that we have in order to get it, to get back to these folks. Okay.
See what we do to the other utilities.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Okay. The next item before us, 81-08, Eugene Wong of 63 Beneclet Circle, Auburndale, petitioning for layout, grading, and acceptance of Benaclet Circle as a public way from Chase Avenue to the end. Mr. Taverna, thank you for joining us.
You're welcome. What would you like to know?
Oh, I would like to know.
Okay. Should I begin?
Please do.
Okay. Benaclet Circle was a subdivision that was laid out in the, I believe it was the mid-1950s. I have documents dating back to 1955, 1956. It was a subdivision laid out with a number of homes. I think there's 14 or 15 homes. The roadway itself is a private way. It was never accepted by the city as a public way. It is a private way owned by the residents, the current residents of the subdivision. The roadway has approximately 2 to 4 inches of asphalt, underlain by a sub-base that has really deteriorated beyond repair. The roadway has asphalt sidewalks that have deteriorated beyond repair, and there is some asphalt berm curbing. Some of it's missing, and some of it is really in bad shape. It appears as though the roadway hasn't been maintained since it was constructed in the mid-1950s, so it needs a little work. The residents approached the Commission of Public Works under the ordinance 26-49 (A)(1) for the city to undertake the major repairs of the private way and have it be accepted as a public way. With that, the city requires that the roadway be brought up to the current city standards by having a properly constructed subbase, having 4 inches of asphalt surface, having granite curbing, and we do allow for new asphalt sidewalks. So the residents approached us to evaluate the cost of the reconstruction, and we did that, and the cost of the reconstruction with all the subcontractors that the city would need to perform the work came up to an estimate of $160,000. That includes 20% contingency that the ordinance allows me to include in the estimate. Should this construction effort be approved, the city acts as the general contractor. The city will perform most of the work, particularly with the asphalt sidewalks and with the granite curbing and with the grass strip between the asphalt and the granite curbing. We will subcontract out the full-depth reconstruction of the roadway sub-base because we don't have that type of equipment, and we will sub out the actual laying down and placement of the asphalt surface, the 2-inch sub-base surface and the 2-inch top surface of asphalt for a total of 4 inches. We don't have that kind of equipment to do this amount of asphalt placement. In accordance with the ordinances, the residents will be required to pay 100% of the actual time and material cost that the city and its subcontractors will undertake. Obviously, the city takes no profit on this job. It's strictly time and material. The subcontractors do take profit, but that profit is built into the price, but obviously the city does not. In accordance with the ordinance, the residents are assessed betterments based on 100% of the actual construction cost, not the estimated cost that you see in front of me, but the actual construction cost. The betterments are assessed over 20 years on the owner's tax, and they can elect to pay over 20 years, or they can elect to pay up front, or whatever they want. The city's treasurer assesses interest, I believe, on the 20-year betterment, and I don't know what that current interest is. The betterments are assessed in accordance with frontage, and the frontage is determined based on the deeds of the owners and based on the original subdivision layout, because some of the homes do have some frontage less than 80 feet. So they have, so what they did was they had a setback length of 80 feet. So that's why you see there's three or four homes who have a, their actual frontage is different from their assessed frontage. But the assessed frontage would be the setback based on the original subdivision layout plans. The two owners on the intersection of Bentcliff Circle and Chase, they are assessed differently. They are assessed on, they are assessed on half of their Bentcliff Circle frontage based on the rules in the ordinance, because they have already been assessed their frontage on Shaft Avenue. They have frontage on both Bentcliff and Shaft. They have already been assessed the Shaft frontage, so the ordinance allows me to reduce their frontage on Bentcliff Circle by 50%. So that's why they're only assessed 50% of their actual Bentcliff Circle frontage. Public Works anticipates performing the construction this summer and fall. We do have a crew available. The Commissioner of Public Works has dedicated a crew, a Public Works crew available to do this work. So the work will be, again, performed by Public Works crews. The work will be subcontracted out to subcontractors. The work will be overseen by the Engineering Division's construction inspectors. And we anticipate the work to be completed by mid to late fall.
Will they have access in and out?
As any roadway construction, we do make every effort for the residences to have access to their homes in their driveways, but there may be certain times of the day that they will not have access, but they will be notified well in advance of that inaccessibility. Certainly at night, when my crews leave the site, they will have total access to their driveways. At times, the roadway will be gravel, so there will be an inconvenience of gravel getting on their vehicles and perhaps on their shoes should they walk, but that's the nature of the roadway construction. But again, we will make every effort to get the residences in and out, and they will be well notified in advance should they not be able to. Again, we abide by the same work schedule that we have contractors abide by. It's 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday. We may want to work some overtime at night if the weather is good. If we're falling behind on schedule, we may want to come in on some Saturdays if the weather's good and we're falling behind on schedule. That's typically what we've done for these private ways. The last one like this we completed was a Countryside Road, which was done in 2005, I think, 2006, 2005, something like that. So that was a similar scope as this one, and that project was longer than this, but that took the entire construction season. So, there is one tree that is kind of encroaching on where the asphalt sidewalk belongs. I'm going to have the tree warden, Mark Welch, take a look at the tree. If we can save the tree and keep this and construct the asphalt sidewalk, we'll make every effort to save that tree. If we cannot, Mark Welch will make a determination to remove it. Currently, it's a 36-inch oak. 36-inch oak. It's at the border of number 25 Chaska and number 12 Bentcliff Circle. We're not in the business to cut down trees. We'll make every effort to save the tree, but it is in the way, the right of way, in the way of the later of the asphalt sidewalk. But we'll see what we can do. Currently, it's not a street tree. Currently, the tree is owned by the owners of of Ben Cliff Circle, so there's some legal technicalities there. But once you approve of the project, the legal department takes an easement, if you will. So the right of way of Ben Cliff Circle becomes a city's construction easement, and the city does the construction. When we're done, I return to you, and then with the final layout plans drawn by my surveyor, and then you accept the road as a public way, and now it belongs to the city, including the trees that are there as well. The trees become street trees at that point in time. And at that time, we have the actual costs, the actual construction costs, and then you assess actual betterments based on the actual construction costs. The betterments you see in front of you tonight are estimated betterments based on estimated construction costs. And I've provided a copy for each of the owners, and they're welcome to take one. I also provided a map so you know who's who and who lives and who lives where. So it's all, everything's public and everything's here for the taking.
Okay.
Yes.
Do you have those?
Yes. You have
they
the...
are in the...
You have the assessment. You don't have the map, but you do have the assessment.
No.
Yeah. Yeah, the map I printed this afternoon.
Okay. Before I open the public, the plans are in the packet. Right. But the assessment is in the agenda.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. I just wanted to share with people, and not to raise any false hopes, but when we did Countryside, the actual cost was significantly less than the estimated cost.
When we did Countryside Road, the actual costs were 20% less than the estimated cost. That was the 20% contingency that we put on. Hopefully, if everything goes smoothly, we'll have that same effort, but that's we keep the contingency in because when we're dealing with roadway construction, we don't know what we're dealing with.
I want to share with you the fact that our experience in this process has been a positive one and people have been through. At this point in time, I'd like to open the public hearing. Any member of the public can speak in favor or in opposition. I ask you please to identify yourself by name and address for our record. Yes, sir. And then, yes.
I'm Scott Lewis. I'm at 12 Benson Circle. Certainly in favor of going ahead with this. I only wish it could happen sooner. I don't know why we have to wait till mid to late fall.
No, that's for the completion.
No, that's completion. We're going to start this one.
Oh. Okay. We're certainly anxious to get it going. Two questions. We talked as among ourselves or at our own neighborhood meetings about asphalt versus concrete sidewalks. I was under the impression we were going in favor of concrete sidewalks, which I would prefer. I think the durability and quality is better with concrete versus asphalt, which I have less and less faith in all the time as it gets deposited in front of my house. And the other is if this construction isn't going to begin meaningfully for a while yet, we should get more cold patch redone because most of what was thrown into the potholes just before winter started is, like I say, sitting in front of my house because the snowplow goes down the street, scrapes it all together, and then leaves it in front of my house as it leaves the circle because I'm the problem. And I mean, huge amounts of asphalt chunks have just been pulled out of these potholes again. So that's going to be an immediate problem, and then of course, happy to have the permanent solution later on. But I would like to know where we stand in terms of asphalt versus concrete sidewalks.
Okay, I'll try to answer both questions. Let me answer the second one first. The earliest we can start is 20 days after your full vote of the Board of Aldermen, which I'm not sure what that date would be.
April
7th. So it's 20 days after April 7th. Mm-hmm. So that's the earliest we can have. It's after
Memorial Day.
After Patriots Day.
Yeah.
Right, so the earliest we can start is 20, which is April 27th. I suppose that's kind of our target date that you have to school available. So we will start sometime in late April, might be early May, but is that the start of June for the week, and we're allowed to start, that's when we'll start, should this go ahead. The asphalt sidewalks versus the concrete sidewalks, the ordinance allows both. When I discussed this project with the former commissioner of Public Works last summer, I was under the impression that the majority of the residents wanted the asphalt sidewalks. The asphalt sidewalks are a little less expensive than the concrete sidewalks to install, so I priced the project based on asphalt sidewalks. If the majority of the residents want concrete sidewalks, that's fine with me. We'll put in the concrete sidewalks. I believe I have the total estimate for the concrete sidewalks, if you bear with me. I can find it in my notes.
We have an ordinance that says it needs to be consistent, so individuals can't choose concrete versus the whole thing will be done in one or the other.
The total estimated cost with the concrete sidewalks is $185,000. So it adds $25,000 to the project, should you want to go with concrete sidewalks. Again, I'm neutral on this. Either one is okay by the ordinance. It's really up to you folks to decide what you want. They're both, you know, the asphalt sidewalks are, of course, less expensive, and they don't last as long. The concrete sidewalks will last longer. They look better. But again, it's not my choice.
Would you like us to survey the residents to see which they would prefer? I don't mean the ones here. I mean, we would have to send something out by mail to everyone so that everyone had an opportunity to. Do you believe
that? Is that
doesn't delay the beginning of the project?
Well, it's going to take a little more time. It's going to come back to this committee.
No, we can approve it.
Well, we can approve it subject to.
Yeah.
Right. I suppose we could.
Okay, yeah. Go ahead.
I'm Claire Christie. I live at 57. And I did not bring a copy of the petition that is all of the people on the block song, but I'm
I don't think it does say it, the one I have.
That was the discussion that we had with Dave Burson.
I think there was a majority of we didn't take a vote on the majority of one public way.
Okay.
Do we need a simple majority, or do we need everyone to say with what the what we want?
I think it would be a majority. It doesn't need to be unanimous.
I think it would be a majority, but as long as you're in it, right?
Okay, other people who would like to comment again?
Yes. I share my neighbor's desire to see this done as soon as possible. I also think it's a very good idea to meanwhile again fill in those potholes, because it has again gotten dangerous to travel on that street, because pretty much everything that was filled in the hole has been scraped out by the
I also wanted to point out
about the trees. Where we live now used to be an oak grove, and there's still a lot of oak trees that you can see on this picture that are in front of and behind our houses, and they are very proud of the character of our neighborhood and all the oak trees that are there. So if there's any way to leave that oak tree and just produce some kind of variance that does not force the city to remove it, I mean, that will force the city to keep it, even if it's in the way of something, if there's any way to make that variance, I would like to speak up for it.
Okay, thank
and the
you.
Last thing that I wanted to mention is the sidewalks. I think it's a great idea to petition us to ask a survey again, given that it's not on this form, as long as it will not delay the beginning of the project, because the citizens are unanimous that the most important thing is to start as soon as possible. I mean,
sidewalks go in last.
Good.
Yeah, it won't delay anything.
I think it can't hurt to have it re-questioned on that one.
If you're wondering why I'm smiling, it's because I remember you, but you don't remember me. You're a graduate of Brookline High School.
That's right.
And I taught math there while you were there. No, I'm Mrs. Schnipper, but, Sister Schnipper, but, no, you were in Mr. Leverage's class, so, be a friend.
And you
were
checking on the other
two? Next year, and he probably wants to be here ahead of now.
A brilliant mathematician, if I, at the risk of embarrassing her. I hope you're still doing math.
Computer science.
Good.
And we have a former teacher from the Cabot School here.
Ah! Terrific. Anyone else who would like to speak? Yes, sir.
Hi, I'm John Tyne at 2527 Chaska Ave. I'm not an arborist, but I think that tree is hickory tree. I've been told it was hickory tree.
Okay.
It is mostly on my property, and I would be really against that being cut down. It actually has a lot of sentimental value to me. I've been between that house and the house next door for 46 years. But I would be very much against that tree being taken.
We'll do everything we can to keep
it. One thing that does concern me is there is not an existing sidewalk on our portion of the property. Our property slopes down to the, slopes down sort of a flat area. And I'd like someone from the city to come out and show me. I assume the sidewalk is going to consume some waters right now in my yard.
Yes. Yes, the right-of-way will be 45 feet, and according to what I'm looking at, yes, it will consume some of your current yard.
So
the next step is for my surveyor to go out and lay out, if you will, the entire roadway. So when we do that, we'll have stakes as to where the edge of sidewalk needs to be. Okay, and that's the whole effort is to make this in accordance with city standards, so it has to be 45 feet. Right away. So we will definitely lay that out and you will see where the edge of sidewalk is going.
But will this be laid out after the project is approved?
No. This first, yes, it will be laid out after the project.
I don't know how this is possible, but I would like someone to show me where, because it's going to eat up what is right now in my yard. And again, I've trees that my father and I planted years ago, and I just would like to, before I'm allowed to voice my approval or disapproval of the whole project, I would like to see what portion of my yard is going to be taken.
Okay, we can.
I don't want to delay the project. I think the project is ready to hear, but I would like to see where it's going to be, how much of my yard is going to be taken up, what's going to be involved, my yard slopes into this project, so what's going to be done. If someone can come and tell me what it's going to look like before we go for approval.
Have you seen this plan someplace?
I have not. No, but there was a neighborhood meeting I could not attend. Other than that, this
seems
the way I was
part of what it could be looked at.
Oh, yeah, you did. You want to look.
You mentioned that there are a lot of people here.
There's no other trees that are encroaching within the public way.
Okay,
so
that was one of the questions that was asked.
Yeah,
there will be any other trees affected.
His tree is right on the edge, if you will, of where the asphalt sidewalk needs to go.
Is his the 36-inch oak?
Yeah, it was not an oak, it's a hickory. Yeah.
Well,
but
the 36-inch.
Yeah, 36, that's the one. So it's on the edge of it. It's actually in the public way.
But these others will be in the berm?
These others are in the berm, correct. The others are in the berm.
Could I ask about the hemlocks?
Brian, can we just wait till we come back into committee? Are there any?
Yeah, it's a great plan.
Again, the nature of the roadway layout is to, take the 45 feet, and the 45 feet does currently encroach on what is now your